لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لا شريك لك لبيك.
The Abrahamic Hajj. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Abrahamic Hajj on the fifth day of the sacred month of Zilhajjah, as we draw near to the climax of the annual pilgrimage. Today we discuss one of the fundamental rituals of the Hajj, which, alas, has been neglected by most Muslims under pressure from Western imperialism and the Zionists. This is the disavowal of disbelievers. Please stay with us. In Ayah 3 of Surah Tawbah of the Holy Quran, we read, "This is an announcement from Allah and His Prophet to all the people on the day of the Greater Hajj, that Allah and His Prophet repudiate the polytheists." As is clear, the repudiation of the polytheists, or disavowal of disbelievers, which in the Arabic terminology of the Holy Quran is Bara'at min al-Mushrikeen, is a commandment of God Almighty and His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to be observed during the Hajj. On revelation of this and related ayahs of Surah Tawbah, when the Prophet had sent one of his senior companions to proclaim to the not-yet-Muslims of mostly pagan Mecca, Archangel Gabriel descended with a fresh divine order saying these ayahs, pertaining to the repudiation of the polytheists, should be recited at the sacred Kaaba by the Prophet himself or by someone similar to him, that is, a pure and pristine monotheist who had never bowed before idols. All exegetes of the Holy Quran and chroniclers of Hadith, both Sunni and Shia, agreed that the seal of messengers asked his dear cousin and son-in-law, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, to take charge of the mission. The commander of the faithful set off immediately, took the emissary, sent him back to Medina, reached Mecca, and fearlessly proclaimed these ayahs on disavowal of disbelievers at the Holy Kaaba. Alas, following the Prophet's departure from the world when Imam Ali, peace upon him, was deprived of his right of political leadership of the Islamic realm, this ritual began to be neglected, and during the rule of the second, third, and subsequent generations of Arab Muslims, who were in fact the descendants of polytheists, pagans, atheists, and idolaters, this divine commandment was totally ignored. It was only in 1980 that a father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini, a direct descendant of the Prophet through his seventh infallible heir, Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace upon him, this fundamental ritual of Hajj was revived with clear instructions to Iranian pilgrims to preach Islamic unity during the rituals while proclaiming in an organized manner the repudiations of the polytheists, especially the present archenemies of the Ummah, that is, the United States and the Zionist entity. Many Muslims welcomed this, but those who had usurped the political power of the Land of Revelation were firmly sitting in the lap of the US and Britain, and were direct descendants of the pagan and polytheist Arabs who had troubled Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, not only opposed the ceremony of Bara'at min al-Mushrikeen, but used batons and firearms to shed the blood of the guests of God in the most inviolable of all places, beginning with the 400 Iranians massacred by the Ali Saud in 1987 and reaching climax with a stampede in Mena in 2015 by the mischievous Wahhabis that resulted in the death of at least 7,000 pilgrims, including over 500 Iranians. Today, the Islamic Ummah is duty-bound to purify the house of God from any evilness. By disavowal, we proclaim deliverance from polytheist ideas. In this ceremony, Muslims should emphasize the glory of God Almighty and the solidarity of the Ummah. Regarding disavowal from the disbelievers, in the present era, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "Polytheism does not always have the same shape and idols of wood, stones, and metals. Certainly today there is no Lat, Manat, and Uzzah, which were the main idols of the Quraysh, but instead today there are the more dangerous idols of global arrogance which holds sway over the Muslim states. Therefore, the Hajj negate the signs of polytheism and deliver Muslims from them." The main issue in the disavowal of the disbelievers is the proper cognizance of polytheism and oppression. In the present era, one of the main issues in the Islamic world is identification of the enemy. Unfortunately, weakness in this issue has created irreparable harm for Muslims. The enemies of Islam are trying to sow seeds of religious and sectarian discord among Muslims. Thus, of this fact, the Hajj should be observed in its proper manner, in the Abrahamic way of repudiation of the archenemies of Islam and Muslim, that is, the U.S. and the Zionist regime and their agents.